than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard Treats being made at DQ. But it's not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lovers Blizzard Treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing in the Reese's Peanut Butter Lovers Blizzard Treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard Treats just got happier. DQ. Happy tastes good. At participating locations.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On June 3rd, 1967, the world welcomed little baby Anderson Cooper.
That crying is ridiculous.
Let it out.
Anderson Cooper, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. An exchange of toasts between the Yanks and the Brits.
Mr. President, as we look to the future, I'm confident that our common values and shared interests will continue to unite us.
Queen Elizabeth and President Trump saluting one another at the start of a state dinner at Buckingham Palace.
On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen.
President Trump is just a third American leader to be honored with the state banquet during Elizabeth's 67-year reign. Following months of infighting, the House will finally approve a $19 billion disaster aid bill. A vote is scheduled for this evening. This is Fox News.
Bah, he's got a really icky back. Boom juice has a snack. Got a little fatty, used to have a six-pack. Sits in rocking chairs, ha, he's losing his hair. When he takes the bus, he only pays a half-price fare. Now Rambo's a senior citizen, and he's on a mission. Rambo's a senior.
Rich and I show it to see Godzilla yesterday, and the trailers we sat through, every single one of them were one of these.
This summer, enjoy Aladdin, Toy Story 4, a new Men in Black, a new Godzilla, a new Rambo, a new Terminator, and a new Spider-Man. It's the summer of sequels.
Summer of sequels.
And if you have any original idea for a new movie, please send your ideas to Movie Studios, Hollywood, California. Thank you.
I wouldn't get too overeager waiting for a response to that. It is. I mean, it's just the dearth. And yet, I remember I had an idea a long time ago, and I wrote it up, and I sent it to... I automatically get a rejection letter. They don't want to see anything new. Because they... the risk is that they will produce something similar to your idea, then you'll sue them. That's what I was told. That's why... you send an idea to a TV network or a production company, you're going to get a rejection letter because they don't want the legal part of it to bite them on the butt down the road. That's what I've always heard, well, Joey.
Also, new ideas are going to TV. Long-form storytelling, original storytelling. Mm-hmm. The TV format, and by that I mean streaming,
yeah,
not traditional television. Is really working. You occasionally get a movie that's, I guess, a new story, but not often. Not often. It's unfortunate.
What is it about, I mean, I'm reading an article about Hollywood hates Alabama. Hollywood hates itself. What they hate is human life. And why this is such an issue for them is, I just don't get it. You've got the power to create life. Use it responsibly. Treat it with the respect it deserves. Oh, well. Oops. What's that number again? Enough of that. We're going to go back to the women in the workplace thing in a minute. Billy has called us.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Billy.
Hope y'all doing well today.
How are you?
Earlier in the newscast, talked about, I know Trump's over England right now.
It sounds like you're talking, your telephone cord's getting twisted up. Start over.
Is this better?
That's better.
But Donald Trump's over in England right now being woozed by the Queen. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it the mayor of England that had some words to say about Donald Trump?
The mayor of London.
London.
Mayor That's Dickhead, right. In case anybody asks, okay?
But let me ask you this question. Really, what strategic, asset that England is to us right now? Since the 1400s, that entire empire has been doing nothing but crumbling. So if it wasn't for the American men and women over in this country, our greatest generation that sacrificed and did so much, they'd still be speaking German right now.
There were 3 million Americans on that island at one point in World War II. We bailed them out.
Exactly right.
Twice.
So what gives this man the right to talk down to our president?
Because he's a dickhead. That's what gives him the right. He's a little prick that has no concept of history, no appreciation for the fact that he could even be a mayor in a city like that. He's a little turd.
Exactly right. Well,
I have his birth on tape. There you go.
Well said, my friend. Well said. Well, y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks. What a... Look, we, the war's over. We, It cost us a lot in blood and treasure. But it was about freedom. And what were we fighting? What were we fighting over there in the good war? I do believe it was the National Socialist Party of Germany. And yet we have idiots here, imbeciles, indoctrinated jerk-offs who are waving the socialism banner at these rallies. Like, we got to have it here. No, we don't got to have it here. Unless you want the next civil war. And I'm not so sure that that's not going to happen in the next generation. Just like I think at some point, because of the population demographics changing at warp speed, Great Britain will be an Islamic republic at some point. Biloxi Gambler.
Yes, I used to be a member of the Writers Guild for many years.
Yes.
And the deal is... you'll have somebody that will just... The reason they don't take cold submissions is because you could write something up and say, hey, this is in a radio station, and I got a blonde receptionist, and da-da-da-da. And then come back and sue them, and WKRP in Cincinnati hits there.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I said, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
I believe it is. That's exactly what I said. If you... The reason they automatically reject you is if you say anything that could have any connection to something they're actively working on, they don't want you to come back and sue them.
That's right. That's why they don't take cold submissions.
Yeah.
So.
I found that out, actually, when I worked at CBS in Chicago. I submitted an idea there. I couldn't even do it internally. They wouldn't.
Really?
No. They would not accept, I guess, employees... all over the network because they own radio stations, TV stations. They get that all the time. Here's a brilliant idea.
Now, different producers and studios will buy the hell out of scripts, but they you probably won't get your movie made, at least not out of that script's
written. I don't know that much about that process. I don't know how to write a script, so I've never submitted one.
Hmm.
But I would imagine there would be some demand for, to find... people who could write good shows that are already established.
I don't know. Why the same people writing the same stuff?
You know, I've noticed that, whether you go back to the 60s or stuff of more recent vintage, it seems like Law and Order, for example, engages pretty much the same teams of writers.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that are established showrunners and in-house writers, and they prove themselves being able to work week in, week out under pressure.
And Law and Order will hire anybody with a SAG card. You're gonna get some work on Law and Order, just even if you play the deceased body, you know, right. To keep your health insurance. So
the most famous deceased body in movie history was in the movie Bullet with Steve McQueen.
Mm-hmm.
It was Suzanne Summers.
Oh, wow.
Her first on-camera gig.
What about doggone it, I can't think of the name of the movie now. It wasn't The Breakfast Club. It was the one where they all came back and that body in the casket. The whole thing
the
was
Big basically, Chill.
The Big Chill. Yeah, The Big Chill. That was who was that?
Who wrote it?
No, who was the body?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Joey, look it up on the computer, The Body in The Big Chill. That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, but that was a huge actor right there. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Interesting stuff. Insights from Biloxi Gambler.
Costner is still visible as the body being dressed at the beginning of the film.
Kevin Costner?
Mm-hmm.
So that was early 80s. That was before he became...
They were filmed, but then cut out of the movie.
Oh. Yeah, because I don't recall seeing
it. I haven't seen this movie, so I don't know.
Big Chill came out. Basically, it succeeded in large part because of its soundtrack. It brought back a lot of songs that were getting a second-generation play. Because I got it, and I saw it at the theater, and I remember leaving. That was pretty good. And then when I saw it on TV, I don't know, a few years ago, I couldn't even stay with it. It was so stupid. And I said, were we really like that in the 80s? Because we were jerks.
I'm looking at the theatrical release poster, and it's like it looks like an 80s cast of characters. It says, The Big Chill. In a cold world, you need your friends to keep you warm. And up top it says, how much love, sex, fun, and friendship can a person take? All right, then. There's something, that style of entertainment, as well as comedy, it just ages so fast. It's very rare for a comedy, in my opinion, to hold up. I think some of the Mel Brooks ones do. Young Frankenstein definitely holds up. Airplane holds up. Slapstick, I think, physical humor holds up pretty well. There's some references that are a little dated, but...
This is a topic, we should write this down so we don't forget to do this.
All right.
I want people to call up and tell us the last time they saw a movie that made them laugh out loud.
A movie? I mean,
look, I went to see, I remember seeing Airplane in 1980 with Kathy Smedley.
Yeah.
I could not stop laughing. I knew every punchline that was coming. It was so obvious once you figured out the formula what was going to happen, but they executed it so well.
Well,
perfect example. And just give me a second to get this this thing whooped out in play. It was happening, you know, quickly. But I knew when Robert Stack said they were on instruments.
2 more minutes. They could be miles off course.
That's impossible. They're on instruments.
You knew right then what was coming. And it was still hilarious.
Yeah, it's still funny. I will say that what makes the Marvel movie so good, the last movie I saw in theater was Avengers Endgame. And that movie, several points throughout the movie, made you laugh out loud.
Mm.
Like funny, funny lines. And self-aware lines with the characters. Very good stuff. But then those movies also have moments that make you want to cry and stand up and go, F yeah, and like cheer and... So that's why I think they're so successful. It's been a long time since I've gone and seen like a pure comedy, so to speak, in the theaters. That's really gone downhill. It's, again, gone to television.
There was a movie made with some of the contemporary goddesses of comedy, Kristen Wiig, some fat chick whose name I can't remember.
Melissa McCarthy?
No.
Hmm.
No,
because she's brilliant. She's probably my favorite female.
They all vacation together in South Beach, Florida, and they end up killing a stripper they hire to come over.
I didn't see
by accident.
How did you see this?
Because I was
Watching.
I kept watching it.
Yeah.
It's a comedy. It's a dark comedy, but it's a comedy. There was nothing that made me laugh out loud. It was like, okay, this is kind of interesting. Let's see where this goes. They were so annoying.
I did watch.
Women aren't funny.
I've watched
Ghostbusters. Okay. Perfect example.
All right.
How are we going to do Ghostbusters? We got to do it with women. Because women, it's not fair. And it sucked.
I mean, ironically, the really funny part about that movie was Chris Hemsworth. He's a brilliant comedic actor, as well as being Thor. And he's funny as Thor. I've lost my point. Your outburst just really blew my hair back there, Greg. That was forceful.
Thinking about your car.
No, I'm all right now on that. Yeah. On that front. Thank you, Donnie Turner.
Donnie Turner's got it.
He's the man, yeah.
You wouldn't trust your car to anybody else.
Exactly.
Neither would I, and neither would any reasonable person. Montgomery Paint and Body. You know, what sets them apart from everybody else? Many years of experience, for starters, 30 years, but all of those 30 years were launched on the premise that they would not shortchange a customer or skip a step in a repair to pocket the money. That's not, and Donnie's what you call an honest man. He is. And he refused. There was a lot of that game playing going on in the automobile repair business decades ago, but he wouldn't participate. He bet his business on standing his ground on that principle, and he won. And now the insurance companies come to MPB to show the others this is how it should be done. Thorough diagnosis of the wound sustained by the body beyond what's obvious, a crinkled fender, whatever stuff that can happen underneath. I get that little simple rear end when I had my hybrid. First thing he did was go down under the back fender and say, I got to make sure your battery connections are still good here. That could be... Then he said, go to Tip Tames and get another car. So I did. I pretty much followed Donnie Turner's advice. His wisdom in the realm of cars overall is amazing. But at MPB, after all the grief and aggravation of a wreck, you deserve the best possible outcome, and that's where you're going to get it. 27 Wreck with a W. They are on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, let's look for some business.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our 4 o'clock hour, and we see a lot of traffic on the boulevard. We don't have any major delays, but it is slow around most of the intersections. If you are on the interstates, we don't have any trouble for you at all. I-85 is rolling along at a speed limit right, and we don't see any delays on I-65 at this time. We have an accident right outside the downtown area on South Decatur at Early Street, so look out if you are on South Decatur. We don't see any problems on the 31s if you're headed in or out of Wetumpka or Prattville or Hope, Hull, or Troy. Just ease on through and take it easy as you head home. Haynes Ambulance proudly serves the people of Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. When seconds matter, Haynes Ambulance is there. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police charged 37-year-old Dorset Cotton with discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling in connection to a shooting that occurred overnight in the 2000 block of East South Boulevard. No injuries were reported. Cotton was taken into custody on the scene and charged. Two bills that strive for safer roadways in Alabama are currently waiting on Governor Kay Ivey's signature. The anti-road rage bill is designed to keep drivers from staying in the left lane on the interstate for more than a mile and a half without passing another vehicle. The other bill requires everyone in a vehicle, including those in the back seat, to wear a seat belt. Today is a state holiday to honor the first and only president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis. Alabama is the last state to have a holiday specifically for Davis. All Alabama state offices are closed for the holiday. It became a state holiday in 1901. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week starting off on a dry and quiet note, but we are very hopeful that rain will return to our forecast, especially later on in the week. Or tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low 68. Tomorrow, another very warm day with a high around 94. Mainly dry again. Sunshine dominates. Some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Wednesday, then scattered storms on Thursday. And the rain chance is getting a lot better by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, along with some more tolerable temperatures as well. Fingers crossed, we need the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress, with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I am planting some people's feet in my human compost garden and grave. Corn's growing with grandpa's skin in a human compost garden and grave. I'll use a corpse to sprout a tree. I'm leg bones to grow red beets. It's weird to see toes and broccoli in my human compost garden.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day.
For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
It is the big story on Drudge. In fact, there are half a dozen links on Drudge. But the one I'm going to post is from our buddy, D.B. Blackman, who writes today, got a picture of Teddy Roosevelt with the word bully, which was his exclamatory term. Antitrust actions against big tech firms are about to become a thing. This is what broke up the monopolies over 100 years ago, actually, early part of the 20th century. And it needs to be done. And the only one that can do it, the only one that would even consider doing it, is Trump. And now with William Barr as AG. Because they own the internet universe. And they are steering... They are steering people or blocking people from any type of conservative view. I guess I'm just not big enough for Facebook to care about because I haven't gotten a nasty letter from them about anything. But I am all for this. Just to wake them up and let them know that high and mighty, they're all millionaires and billionaires. And trust me, if the Democrats were in power and Google and Facebook and all of them were Republicans and steering people away from socialism and those kinds of outcomes, you'd never hear the end of it. You'd never hear the end of it. So this will give them something else to keep them busy, assuming that maybe sometime after Barr indicts Comey and those guys and all that becomes the next big shriek. Can't wait. It's going to be fun.
I don't want to contradict you, but I'm not a big fan. Not just in this case with the tech companies, but antitrust historically. I think just, I don't know, it being glib about it, in order to break up some market monopolies because people have been successful providing things to other people, we need a government monopoly that can take your money without being successful. Right? In fact, when the government's unsuccessful, they'll take more.
Well, you see, the concern, I'm simplifying this. Sure. I am not a historian by nature. I do know that we should study it so we don't repeat it. But back then, the concern was one oil company, one price. This time, it's not price that's at the focal point of it. It's one opinion, and that's fascism. And that is not compatible, in my view, with freedom of speech and the First Amendment. You win the argument, but they can't. They can't win the argument. Do you think Trump would be in the White House if they could win the argument? You think he'd be in good shape to get reelected? Who's going to beat him? From that collection of jackoffs that are saying, I'm running for president, from Pete Buttigieg to Big Chief Elizabeth Warren to the rest of them. They're a bunch of jokers. Socialism. When is the Republican Party going to run an ad with all the money they have to remind Americans, just in an educational way, not to be obnoxious, that they call us Nazis, conservatives Nazis, but what was the official political program of the Nazi Party in Germany? Socialism. What's tearing Venezuela to smithereens? Socialism. Let the government run it. And just because we're America, I don't think it'd work one damn bit better here. And the first people to bitch about it will be the ones that want it. It's only the elite 1 or 2% that can still get food and transportation and have money in their pocket. But we've got people convinced Medicare for all these wonderful sounding things that'll be catastrophic. If you like dealing with the government just to get the basics you need, like a driver's license and a few other things, think about how it's going to be when you need to see a doctor and they pick who you're going to see.
Since the topic's up, can I share short revisionist history on Standard Oil? It's short.
Yes.
Okay. This is from a guy named Dominic Armento. He says one of the most famous and misunderstood antitrust cases in U.S. history is U.S. versus Standard Oil of New Jersey from 1911. Wow, over 100 years ago. The popular explanation, popular is a key word, of this case is that Standard Oil monopolized the oil industry, destroyed rivals through predatory price cutting, and then raised prices on consumers, and was punished by the Supreme Court for these proven transgressions. Nice story, but totally false. For Standard never even monopolized petroleum refining, let alone the entire oil industry, which would have been an impossibility. The oil industry's production, transportation, refining, and distribution. Even in domestic refining, Standard's share of the market declined for decades prior to the antitrust case. It was 64% in 1907 and kept going down. There are at least 137 competitors, firms like Shell, Gulf, Texaco, in oil refining in 1911. Second, although predatory practices were alleged by the government at trial, Standard offered rebuttals on all counts. Neither the trial court nor the Supreme Court ever made any specific finding of guilt on the conflicting charges of predatory practices. Third, petroleum market outputs increased and prices declined for decades during the alleged period of monopolization by Standard Oil. For example, prices for kerosene, the industry's major product, were 30 cents a gallon in 1869 and fell to 6 cents a gallon at the time of the antitrust trial.
It fell to 6 cents a gallon because they found more of it.
Well, yes, but
we were opening up new oil fields in Pennsylvania, Texas, I mean, but here's where the problem comes. The guy that was one of the partners with Rockefeller in Standard Oil was Henry Flagler, the guy that basically built and developed Florida down the East Coast. And the part of the problem, you know, it's a great series, runs on history from time to time, American Titans. And it gets into all of this. But the problem became, okay, well, you got all these other companies that are making oil. What railroad are you going to ship that to the refinery on? Because our partner owns that. So that was also part of the equation. Flagler, I love his story. I never heard of the guy. This is how lousy they are teaching history, even going back. Never heard of Henry Flagler until I moved to Florida, and I saw these roads named Flagler, all the schools and other stuff. So I looked into the guy, and I ended up reading several books and touring his mansion called Whitehall in West Palm Beach, which I urge anybody. Actually, it's in Palm Beach, not West Palm. West Palm's a dump. Palm Beach is where the Kennedy compound is and all the wealthy folks. He's an amazing guy. He's the reason you can drive to Key West. He built a railroad over water, 135 miles of water, with a few pieces of land in between, with his own money. It was his vision, his dream, to link the mainland to Key West and get a railroad down there. And it's, you know, it's a shame that the 35 hurricane finished it. I mean, that was a Cat 5. It blew the full trains off the tracks into the water. But that would be one of the greatest train trips you could imagine today if you were able to take a train from Miami to Key West. I would be the first in line to buy a ticket for that.
I'll just say that I don't trust the government in order to help consumers and make things fair. Especially in a world that's as new and as dynamic as the tech sector. I will not deny the problems. I see them as much as anybody else. But I don't know if an antitrust case will actually bear fruit in terms of helping us.
It may not need to get to that.
Yeah.
Man, you just need to fire a rocket up their ass.
Yeah.
This is America. You want to work here? You want to conduct business here? What you're doing is, if you're going to provide a platform for speech, make it available to everybody, you're discriminating. You know, and the left, oh, God, they've built their reputation on being anti-discrimination.
Oh, yeah, and we should raise all sorts of hell about Facebook, Twitter, Google. I mean, raise as much hell as we can.
You know, they took James Woods off Twitter. The guy wrote brilliant tweets. He was fantastic. And they weren't filled with hate. See, hate is defined by the left as anybody that disagrees with them. And that's why I hate them. Let's talk about Mr. Electric. Everybody that uses Mr. Electric, like the other great sponsors we have, has found their situation in the best possible hands. Certified master electricians, the best and most experienced at what they do, who can not only solve problems, but add to your home in terms of outdoor security lighting. They've done that for us. They put in our Ring doorbell system. Motion-activated lighting, you can't get onto the property without turning a light on, and that's very discouraging to potential thieves. Solved a few mysteries. A light that never came on from the time we bought the house because there was no wire in the pipe leading to the fixture. That was, I mean, I was embarrassed for whoever installed that. What's the point? Why put up a fixture in a pipe if you can't run a wire to turn the damn thing on? Just made no sense. They relocated our outdoor outlet so we could use it and be able to open the front door. Everything they do, they give you an upfront price. This is what it'll cost, and that's what you pay. We'll be over there at 3 tomorrow afternoon to do the work, and that's when your doorbell is going to ring at 3 o'clock. They will clean any debris created from an installation, whether it's a ceiling fan or something else, and guarantee your customer satisfaction. Everything you need to learn about Mr. Electric is at their website, MrElectric.com. Or call 269-8886. Mr. Electric, bringing you the most electrifying story of the day. At 4:37, we're going to come back to Workplace Bitches. And if you want to know what we're talking about, if you just joined the show, go to my Facebook page and look at it. You'll see a big yellow square with a high heel in it. That story is getting a lot of feedback.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the Monday afternoon traffic, and everything looks pretty good around the river region. We do have an accident, though. It's on Bell Road at Oliver Road, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, everything is moving along pretty well. We have lots of folks out there with you. Just watch yourself around the intersections. There aren't any issues at this time on I-85 or on I-65, and the 31s are rolling pretty smooth. Let's be careful this afternoon. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm Ella Seskew with Alabama News Network. Two bills that strive for safer roadways in Alabama are currently waiting on Governor Kay Ivey's signature. The anti-road rage bill is designed to keep drivers from staying in the left lane on the interstate for more than a mile and a half without passing another vehicle. The other bill requires everyone in a vehicle, including those in the back seat, to wear a seat belt. Montgomery police charged 37-year-old Dorset Cotton with discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling in connection to a shooting that occurred overnight in the 2000 block of East South Boulevard. No injuries were reported. Cotton was taken into custody on the scene and charged. Today is a state holiday to honor the first and only president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis. Alabama is the last state to have a holiday specifically for Davis. All Alabama state offices are closed for the holiday. It became a state holiday in 1901. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week starting off on a dry and quiet note, but we are very hopeful that rain will return to our forecast, especially later on in the week. Or tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low 68. Tomorrow, another very warm day with a high around 94. Mainly dry again. Sunshine dominates. Some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Wednesday, then scattered storms on Thursday. And the rain chance is getting a lot better by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, along with some more tolerable temperatures as well. Fingers crossed, we need the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an Arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Fox Business Network, all Wall Street stocks closing mixed with big tech companies tumbling, hit by fears that they might come under scrutiny from regulators, with the Dow closing up 5 points, the NASDAQ down 120 and closing in correction territory, the S&P 500 down 8. And FTD's business appears to be wilting, the company filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection following a tough Valentine's Day. The Downers Grove, Illinois-based company has been around since 1910, but has recently struggled with competition. FTD plans to keep operating and has received financing to reorganize as it works to sell pieces of its businesses to pay over $200 million in debt. And Nestle is looking to take a bite of the plant-based burger market and is entering the space through its Sweet Earth brand, which it acquired back in 2017, and will be rolling out its Awesome Burger in the fall. It will be available at grocery stores, restaurants, and universities. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, I'm Chuck Crackhead, and I'm the inventor of My Sweatpants. Thanks to you, people are buying My Sweatpants and putting other crackheads to work, too.
Wearing them feels like I'm wearing sweatpants.
And our patented design is made to look like you have a bunch of food stains on them, so no matter what you do, they look brand new.
The thing I love about My Sweatpants is when I'm eating Cheetos and rub my hands on them, it blends right in.
You know, hiding your privacy is one of the most important things to sweatpants, and My Sweatpants is one of the most important things to wearing pants.
Go to MySweatpants.com now and click My Sweatpants VIP, and we'll send you sweatpants with not one, but two leg holes absolutely free.
There's two leg holes for the price of one, plus a drawstring and free stitching. So go to MySweatpants.com and keep me from turning into a crackhead again.
For the best sweatpants in the whole wide world, go to MySweatpants.com. Gillette.com.
How do you like that? Two leg holes instead of one. Pretty good, huh?
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Sports!
Time to check in on the baseball scene, Jerry.
Yeah, a lot of action.
A couple of idiots that decided they weren't being offered enough millions of dollars have been sitting on the sidelines this whole season. Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrel with that stupid beard and that idiotic windup of his. They got greedy. They thought they were worth $100 million. Nobody else did. None of the teams were interested in either of them at that price. Kimbrel sucked in the World Series. The Red Sox were lucky to win that. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, better lucky than good, though.
So, yeah. And teams didn't want to give up a draft choice to sign him for those big dollars, so...
Yeah, we'd rather go with a young pup than some, you know questionable, you know, old fart.
So,
and speaking of baseball years, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a photo, by the way, and this of a 31-year-old cat. 31 years old. The photos of this cat, it looked like it wanted to die. It looked healthy, but its face was just... this weird contortion of why am I still here? Look confused. Anyway, back to baseball.
So these two guys waited because as of midnight today, the baseball draft starts tonight. So they're no longer tied. You know, a team does not have to give up a pick to sign them, but they've given up half the season.
Wait, so what type of, they were labeled by their current teams as a certain type of player?
They were free agents, meaning they could sign with anybody.
Sure.
But they, in baseball, if they... Now, this is what they turned down.
Yeah.
The qualifying offer. If a team says, we will pay $17.9 million mm-hmm. for next year, and they reject it, any team that signs them has to give up a draft choice if they sign them for... on a long-term deal.
I was wondering where the draft pick came in. Okay,
nobody draft. You know, it's crapshoot in baseball like it is in football or any other sport. But anyway, teams didn't want to do it, so they've been sitting on their asses instead of making $17.9 million this year. Now the season's a third over, so whatever they
signed
for.
That's insane. What are you spending your money on?
It's all about ego, man. They want the biggest, and neither one of I would not have given either one of those guys. They're kind of ridiculous money that they were looking for. So, that's one story.
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot happened in the world of baseball. Make your head spin.
Let's go to the scoreboard because I think the Angels are playing in the Cubs today.
Yeah, enough of this back office crap. Let's get to the diamond.
And right now, the Cubs got a 2-0 lead on the Angels. That's with Mike Trout.
Yeah, what inning?
We're in the bottom of the sixth. Cubs got a guy first and second, and one run in.
Yeah, they're really getting into the home stretch. Especially when it hits the seventh inning.
Hey, let's go back to our... And I really want to post a thank you. Because I posted an article on Facebook today that is entitled, Why Do Women Bully Each Other at Work? And I asked those who read it to... contribute their comments on this. By the way, Jennifer Sweatman, I love the post that you shared. Thank you for doing that today.
Oh, I just got a message.
Hmm.
Said, LOL, y'all rock. Mr. Greg kicks ass. Thumbs up. Or no, rock out.
And that's from?
Jake.
Cool. Thanks, yeah. Jake. Is this somebody that has influence on you?
No.
Oh.
No, he listens to all the shows. He's very active.
This article that I posted described three different types, and I'm using the word that was used in the article, three different types of bitches in the workplace. Hyper-aggressive, passive-aggressive, and those that you really didn't know where you stood with them. So the comments have absolutely validated this article completely. Diane says, I'm retired now and old. I never had a good experience with a woman boss. I'd rather work with a man or an animal. Women are vicious. I assume because they are never comfortable with themselves. And Diane, that would be absolutely correct. I'm giving you a heart for that. Vicky says, women just can't work together. Some make it a competition all the time. I'm at the age where I can't deal with the pettiness anymore. Barbara.
Yeah, but I mean, but if you've been working there for 20 years and some, you know, fine, sweet young thing comes in, you know, waddling her, not waddling, sashaying her fine patootie all around in front of the boys, I mean, how are you supposed to fight back? Just roll over and take it?
Her fine patootie.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell that came from. That came from my baseball announcer voice.
I think it did.
See, when I do a voice, folks, I really get in character.
Barbara says, I was bullied in school and then later on in the workplace, I don't know how to handle it. Well, I do now. I don't take any stuff from these crazy, hateful women. Vicious, vile creatures.
Oh, my.
I can spot them a mile off. That's what she can do. Poor husbands and children. A lot of these are referring these to other women. Sherry says, I worked in an office with three other women. I was the manager. We had no issues. Everyone knew their roles and responsibilities, and we got along fine. Prior to that, I had a female boss, and she and I are friends to this day, 30 years later. All right, there's one that says no. Stella, I personally would rather have a male boss than a female boss. Every single female boss I've ever had or known all have treated the female employees that work under them unfairly and with an uppity attitude and treated the male employees that were under them pretty well and clearly different. I think that when a female boss has something wrong in their personal life with a husband, boyfriend, or their kids, they tend to take that out on other women. Men tend to leave their personal lives at home.
But did she say that the male employees were under her?
Karen says, purely competition coupled with insecurity and immaturity. They need attention. Some never realize the attention they seek is so much more valuable if it comes from a job well done. Brilliant. Got to give Karen a heart there. Nicolette says, once a bully, always a bully. Alicia says, women look at each other as a threat. We are taught from early on that you have to dress better, to be slimmer than the others, to wear your hair according to the latest trends, must have nails done. It's like weakness in the animal world. If you don't look and smell like the rest, you are attacked. A woman with some authority under her belt is hell on earth, personally. I hate female bosses, she says in all caps.
Oh, my.
I've never had a good experience with one. Eat you alive and spit you out. In a snap while smiling and swearing to God it wasn't them. Bickering, arguing, women have snakes in their
hands. Oh my God.
Lisa, you're getting a big heart on your post for that one. Women have snakes in their hands. Man, hey, I gotta leave her. I gotta, speaking of baseball, I gotta leave her. I gotta throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, you can bring the heat.
Here's Bert.
There you go. How's it going, Greg? Joey, y'all doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to this big competition tonight between that, you know, this guy sitting across the desk and that adorable, incorrigible weatherman.
Well, at least we got some weather change on the way. Guys, can I change the subject for just a second?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you a little brief story. My nephew and I, and this has been several years ago, yes. We were on Taylor Road. It was a truck parked on the side of the road there, and I could see the guy kind of looking at his engine. I pulled up there and said, hey, let's see if we can help this guy out. Mm-hmm. So I pulled up and said, what's your trouble? He goes, problem with old truck here. He said, can you tow me to my house? Would you mind? I said, no, I don't mind at all, man. We'll hook you up where you live, right over here in Halcyon. Sounds good. We hooked him up, got him to his house, and we got out. He's shaking our hands, and he saw that my nephew had a little guitar on his shirt. He goes, you like music? He goes, yes, sir. I'm trying to learn to play the guitar. He said, well, come here, let me show you something. Went in his house, had a nice wife. He was very cordial and had this unusual-looking little piano. And he goes, yeah. He said, I'm involved in music. And he said, I play the piano. So he did a little ditty for us. And I said, that's beautiful, man. It's unbelievable. He goes, well, he said, that's what I am by trade. I tune instruments by trade. And he said, as a matter of fact, he said, I tuned instruments for the Beatles.
Oh!
I tuned instruments for Ella Fitzgerald, Tony Bennett. And he said, I'm on the way to Virginia. I think it was Virginia, their Philharmonic Orchestra. He said, I got to go up there and tune all their instruments. Uh-huh. And I said, you tuned instruments for the Beatles? And he goes, yeah, as a matter of fact, my car is on the cover of Abbey Road.
Yes.
And I said, man. What? And it goes, yeah. My car is on the album cover of Abbey Road. I've seen the picture, and I've seen the album cover. I think it was the little Volkswagen that's on there.
Yes, it's on the front left of the cover.
Say again?
It's on the front left side of that cover.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he said that was my car, and he said they just ran out. You know, it took about 10 minutes.
We had him on the show. We had him on the show a few years ago. He was an amazing guest.
You did have him on the show. I missed it.
Oh, we did. We're going to get him back. I know.
And he lives right. Yeah, lives right here in Montgomery, Alabama. Unbelievable.
From the Swami. I got to run. Thanks for the call, Bert. We know who that is. Clive, right? What's his name?
I'm forgetting his last name. Dadgummit.
He was so interesting, and we had so enjoyed his visit with us. Salt and pepper do not change the taste of your words. I'm not bright enough to make up something like that. Somebody made it up. We're giving out wings. And it's on the sign going northbound on Coliseum Boulevard past John Lee Paints. They could put product information or prices or whatever on there. But Charles Bubba Turner, that's his place, and he wants to make people think, which is really cool. Of course, if you need paint, that's the place to go. And if you're doing some exterior painting this summer, you need to know about Solar Proof, which is the John Lee brand. Mildew resistant, no primer coat required, just great paint. Durable, stands up to everything an Alabama summer or winter can throw at it. So if you're going to invest in exterior painting, get something that's not going to, it's just going to put it on, it's going to look great. Mildew resistant, that's new, that's John Lee Paint, solar proof, and of course there you also find Richards Paint for interiors. Always ask questions. What brush, what roller do I use, how do I patch a hole? They can sell you everything you need and show you how to do it properly. He can consult you on color as well. So please check them out, just north of Atlanta Highway. Paint is not something to buy by price, it's by quality. Because you work hard to get the right result, just like the pros, and that's what you're entitled to. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. And please, when you stop by, tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Montgomery Skywatch, getting a little bit closer to our 5 o'clock rush hour, and things are really busy out there. We have an accident in a very inconvenient place. It's on the Atlanta Highway at Brown Springs Road. That's right near the Walmart, and traffic is backing up pretty quickly in that area. If you're on the boulevard, it's thick with traffic, but everybody is moving along okay. We don't have any delays for you. And the interstates are still moving at a speed limit ride. Look out on I-85 southbound as you approach the interchange. Things will start slowing down there momentarily. 79 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and they are frantic to get these cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars gone. You will save some serious money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be